Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, because Britain loves a quiz. And there's a guy called Duncan who hasn't been able to host a pub quiz since March, and he's got loads of questions already written. So in tribute to him, let's quiz. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver. This is Music Tuesday. I do love a Music Tuesday. My guest today is my friend and colleague, Russell Kane. Sorry, it says that we're friends in the script. Is that a bit much?
I know. Every time we work together, it gets friendlier. I can't wait for episode 7.
Who knows what I'll call you by then. So 15 points across 12 questions. Let's get straight to it. Let's just quiz,
Let's
Russell.
Let's do it.
Question number one. The 2019 album Norman Effing Rockwell was the first number one album to contain a swear word in its title. But which pop star released it?
Absolutely no idea.
Really?
All I do is listen to audiobooks or techno.
The correct answer is...
or I do listen to a bit of filthy grime, but I can't tell you what AJ Tracy's album's called. I'm not 12. I'm not like buying an LP down Woolworths. I just listen to a track.
Incorrect. The correct answer is Lana Del Rey. Question number two. Hand in Glove was the debut single of which iconic 80s band?
I mean, God knows. I hate 80s music. Didn't listen to it at the time. Don't listen to it now. I couldn't even tell you. I can only tell you about three bands. Duran Duran's band Ballet. So I'll just go one of those. Duran Duran.
Incorrect. The correct answer is The Smiths. Question number three. In which US city does the Lollapalooza Festival take place?
I went to an ITV thing called Lollapalooza. It was in bloody London.
This is another one.
San Francisco.
Incorrect. The correct answer is Chicago. It takes place in Grant Park in Chicago.
Never heard of it.
Question number four. The College Dropout, Late Registration and Graduation were the first three albums for which US artist?
Kanye West.
Oh, thank God. Woo! Okay, now we're cooking. Hey.
You asked me about Morrissey and Lana Del Rey. I've got a 13-year-old girl in my bedroom.
Okay, all right, so Kanye's more your thing.
It's more the type of music I would listen to, but to know the name of albums, even of my very favourite artist, it's just not something, they're not really the way we, a normal person, because if you're a music buff, you sort of listen to the album and enjoy it, track one to track two. Yeah. But the rest of us just sort of like a tune, listen to it 100 times, then move on.
Yeah. Question number five. In 2007, which Aerosmith song was covered by the Sugar Babes and Girls Aloud for the official Comic Relief charity single? Don't you remember this video? It was so bad.
2007. I mean, I was so deep into stand-up, all kicking off and everything being exciting.
Yeah.
I don't remember stopping that year.
To check up on Girls Aloud and Sugar Babes, what they were up to.
Jump, it's not a... Is it Jump or something like that?
Oh, that was Jump. A tune, but that's when they covered the Pointer Sisters. This is when they covered Aerosmith, and the correct answer was Walk This Way.
Walk This Way is the only... Annoyingly, Walk This Way is the only Aerosmith track I know because of the Run DMC mashup one they did with the rapping over the top of it. So if you'd ask, have you seen that?
Yeah,
I think it's Run DMC,
yes,
is it?
Yes, of course.
Now that song I know.
So let's start to think more like that then. Let's get in that headspace. Like, who are Aerosmith to me?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Question number six. In what year did the Mercury Prize, the Box TV Music Channel, and the Mini Disc Player all launch?
The Mercury Prize, that's not called the Mercury Prize anymore, is it? That's
yes, no, changed. It is. It very much is.
It's still called the Mercury Prize.
Yeah, big time.
Is it? I mean, Box was so long ago. box feels like 95, 96 or something. A mini disc was was something tried to be better than CDs, but never really took off.
Oh, I loved my mini disc player.
So CDs were about, what, 92, 93? So I'm going to go 1995.
It's incorrect. The correct answer is actually 1992.
Ah.
Time ago. Question number 7. Shout Out to My Ex was a song by Little Mix written in response to the breakup between Zayn Malik of One Direction and which member of the band?
I'm so excited to know one. It's Perry Edwards. Thank God.
That
it's
you
only
know.
Because my 5-year-old daughter likes dancing to Little Mix videos. That's why I know that.
Okay. Correct answer is Perry Edwards. Well done, Russell Kane. Question number 8. What name links a character from Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol and the 1992 breakthrough single for 90s rave group The Shaman?
So, Christmas Carol, I know backwards. That's obviously Ebenezer Scrooge, Tiny Tim, all of that lot, Cratchits and everything like that. The Shaman, I can move... Is that the one saying I can move any mountain? That piece of tripe. Did they do that?
I'm not sure.
That was the type of music that I sneered at as I, you know, because we would be like emerging from a warehouse at 6 a.m. real. If you knew the name of any music you'd dance to, you weren't a proper clubber, in our opinion.
Yeah, true say.
People that could name a track were marched out of the fire exit. You know, you should be sort of being peeled
like,
off
oh,
of the
isn't
floor
this
and put into your transport. Yeah, I mean, unless they wrote that song, which was one of the song I hated most of all. So it could be Ebenezer Good.
So what are we going with?
Ebenezer.
Correct. The correct answer is Ebenezer, yeah. And that is the tune. Ebenezer Good.
Yes, I got that. I mean, I genuinely didn't know that at the start of working that out.
Well done. I like hearing your mind work it out. Question number 9. This is a lyric challenge. I don't think you're going to like it. Complete this opening line.
Pass.
From NWA's opening song and album title,
Christ.
Straight Outta Compton. You are now about to witness the strength of...
Oh my God, I just went to the cinema to watch this. I love this album, but my, as I say, went clubbing one too many times. Short-term memory isn't there.
Oh, but I like that you love this album. You are now about to witness the strength of...
I don't know. Language, resistance, something like that.
The correct answer is street knowledge. Okay, question number 10. For 1 point, can you name a musician to feature in the Sunday Times top 10 richest people under 30 from the UK of 2020? As of 2020.
Is Ed Sheeran under 30? Is Ed Sheeran under 30? Is Billie Eilish British? I don't think she is. She doesn't look British. She looks a bit American-y.
I have no idea
whether Ed Sheeran is still under 30. I'm going to gamble. Ed Sheeran.
Absolutely correct. He is a fifth on the list. And unbelievably, he is still under 30. And he is worth 200 million. Harry Styles is also there.
Is.
Number 10, 63 million. Go on, Harry. Okay. Question number 11. For 2 points, can you name 2 of the 10 types of saxophone?
Tenor and alto.
Absolutely correct. Well done. You could have also had sopranissimo, sopranino, soprano, C melody, baritone, bass, contrabass, and sub-contrabass. Blood my neck. Question number 12, your final question in your Music Tuesday. For 3 points, can you name 3 of the 5 best-selling girl groups of all time after the Spice Girls?
Well...
So this is of all time, but this is after the Spice Girls, because they've got 85 million in sales. So anything just under
that.
So
I'm guessing Little Mix definitely on the list, because they've done really well. Did Girls Aloud do
They're seventh in my list.
Yes, so that's 2, right?
Sorry, Little Mix. No Girls Aloud.
So I've got to be on the top 5. I'm wondering if there's something like back in the day.
Yeah, so no Little Mix and no Girl... Sorry, you haven't got any points yet. I just realised.
Right, so none of those are in the top 5?
No, they're 7 and Girls Aloud's not even here.
So it's probably some like weird South Korean band I've never even heard of. Some K-pop girl band. It'll be one of those. K-pop 5000... whatever they're called. I'm gonna go back in the day, like the Supremes or something like that.
Okay, incorrect. They're sixth.
Oh, girl band.
And you have one more guess, I think.
Right, so not, I mean I can't can't believe the Little Mix isn't up there. I'm going to go Destiny's Child.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Well done. Destiny's Child, also the Andrews Sisters, never heard of them. TLC, the K-pop you were looking for, actually a Japanese band. They're called AKB48. Never heard of them?
I knew it would be something over there because those bands are freaking huge.
Yeah. And then Pussycat Dolls are here. 55 what? Million they've sold.
I never would have. Even if you teased me as a possible, would have gone with
no
that.
Way.
No way.
No way. Your score at the end of your Music Tuesday is 7 points. Fair enough.
Could be worse.
We'll talk you through your points after this short break.
This is the story of Whitney Houston, of George Michael, of Otis Redding, of Amy Winehouse, of Michael Hutchence, Bob Marley. This is the story of Prince.
It's a new podcast series
about how they died and why we're still talking about them so long after.
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
That feeling.
Just search for Death of a Rockstar on your podcast app
and subscribe now.
Let's talk about your dancing partying days. You've mentioned them a little bit. Would this be up in Manchester? Where did you go?
I'm from Essex in London. That's where I'm from. So when I first started going clubbing, unfortunately, I just not quite old enough to have done the proper like acid house rave scene. I missed that by a few years.
Yeah.
But there was still very much the jungle hardcore rave scene was going strong. So that was started a place called Pirate Express, which is the Lee Valley Leisure Centre. It was an old ice skating rink. We used to gather there.
What are you talking about? That's like opposite my house.
There.
No, you raved in the
Finn
ice
Bar
rink.
Was named, mate, it was massive.
So cool.
And then some people sort of then it split. Then you either got hardcore into the jungle, you know, jumping around, or you went down the other way, which was hard house, which started coming up. It was already getting big in Ibiza. I started going Ibiza, and then it was sort of a love affair with that. I used to go Strawberry Sundays, this massive club in Vauxhall, every week.
Oh my god!
I did that for about a decade. Now I still go Ibiza every summer.
Do you? So you still like to rave?
Yes, mate. I like a day party now as well, because if when I'm around Wayne Lineker, I feel so young. So it's great. Wayne can take it. Take the bench off. Good, you Wayne. No, but I do love going to Ocean Beach Club. I admit it. I love going there,
no,
clubbing during
that.
The day. And then if we've still got energy, we might go Pasha. And the ultimate place, if you can handle it, is obviously DC10, where you can rave outside.
God,
the flames go over.
I can't believe you still have the energy. I'm exhausted
love
just
it.
Hearing about it. Russell Kane, thank you very much. That was Quiz Chat Repeat. Join us tomorrow for an archived episode of Sport Wednesday. But here's your second connector clue of the week. It is the first name of the actor who portrays Frank Reynolds from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. We want the first name of the actor who portrays Frank Reynolds from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. We'll see you tomorrow.
Crowd Network. A place where you belong.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.